it looked at what's called top-line spending, mostly in discretionary, which is the piece of the budget pie, if you will, that is proposed and has to be debated every single year. And it decided that it would have a partial replacement of sequestration in this piece of the budget, which is largely the social program piece of the budget, and largely where we spend all money on the Pentagon. So it's called an $85 billion deal. And here's how that's broken out in the broadest terms. For around $46 billion for fiscal year 2014, and we're in that right now, and it goes till September 30th, will replace sequestration cuts in both defense and non-defense discretionary spending, about half and half each. So these different pieces of the pie will each get about $23 billion extra dollars than they would have had sequestration just gone forward without any tweaking. The next year, the level actually dips considerably, and it's about $20 billion will replace sequestration cuts. So this year, about half of sequestration cuts go away. The next year, only about a fifth. So clearly there'll be more debate on both sides of the aisle for the 15 budget, but this is what they struck for this year. And then in terms of deficit reduction, because that was one of their main areas of focus was deficit reduction, they did actually raise fees and some taxes, although we should talk about that, additionally $20 billion to reduce the deficit in 2014.
A recent study by the Donahue Institute said Massachusetts had been slammed pretty hard by sequestration. Does this this budget deal soften the blows?
It will lessen because of this budget deal, because it replaces some money that would have otherwise been taken out of the budget and therefore not made its way to Massachusetts in the form of our state budget and or local contracts or direct spending. Right? All of those are the different ways we get the money from the federal government here in Massachusetts. So that's a little bit eased, not entirely, but a little bit eased as a result of that. And because it's eased, we're going to see more money in the local economy. We're going to see more programs being able to keep more staff. And both of those things translate into jobs for the Commonwealth. That said, social spending and contract spending from the federal government, right, has been and will remain on the decline. You know, this deal doesn't bring us back, say, to 2007 levels. You know, we still are in this small government slide, if you will, where members of Congress are really talking about deficit reduction only in the form of spending cuts. They haven't yet done two very important things, you know, in my opinion, in National Priorities Project's opinion. They haven't looked at revenue in a real and honest way, and they haven't talked about the prioritization of spending within the discretionary budget. And for both of those things, there is bipartisan support, but both bipartisan support for tax reform, real and meaningful tax reform, and bipartisan support for looking at the discretionary budget and thinking, you know, what is actually waste, fraud, and abuse in here, and doing it in a fairly comprehensive way with and again, this is bipartisan support for looking at the Pentagon, for how much of a share of the discretionary budget, and it's 57%, it's getting and will continue to get going forward.
You said the budget deal does have some new revenue, but it's mostly in the form of fees, not taxes.
And it lays heavily on individuals. So they're raising money from the Transportation Authority, so folks who fly will feel a little extra pinch. Federal workers, public sector workers, are having to pay a greater percentage of their salaries into their retirement plan as of 2014. These are small tweaks around the edges. You know, there's a fee here, a cost saving there, but it isn't the sweeping tax reform that many in Congress want. And in fact, the conversations about tax expenditures or these loopholes really demands.
Because we actually have a budget now as opposed to a series of continuing resolutions, is it easier to figure out how our tax dollars are being spent?
One of the real unfortunate outcomes of this budget conference committee was the fact that all of these negotiations were done in, you know, behind closed doors. The 29 people who were beholden to getting this deal done were not available to constituents nationally. you know, so constituents weren't able to really understand both what they were exploring and then weigh in effectively. So theoretically, we should see a president's budget proposal in 2015, and this will be the first time in many years that we've been able to see actual projected spending numbers. So with that, transparency should increase. We should be able to tell a better story about sequestration's impact in 2013, which is, as you know, the first year we saw it. In terms of, you know, just relative spending cuts, we should be able to tell a, you know, an impact story about the agencies at the agency level. You know, so how much did LIHEAP, the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, actually lose as a result of sequestration? These numbers have been wildly varying because of the chaos in Washington, and even lawmakers themselves and the Office of Management and Budget, which is, as you know, the president's accountant, basically, has been saying repeatedly, hey, we can't track this. We just don't know what's going on. And because 2013 was never funded through an actual budget process, it was funded through a continuing resolution, which is like a do-over of the year prior, there's been nothing for activists, media, people who want to weigh in. There's been nothing for us to grab onto that's very tangible. This should turn around now that we have this two-year blueprint. And many are saying, actually, that it is our very dearest hope that with this modicum of stability and an end to this crisis budgeting, just even for 6 months, will give us some traction, you know, will give us an ability to stand on a firm foundation and make a stand for the budget that represents the greatest well-being of the majority of Americans.